Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Game by Neil Strauss, a gripping exploration into the secretive world of the pickup community. Published in 2005, this book provides readers with a unique perspective on the techniques employed by men who are avid followers of seduction methods, aiming to increase their attractiveness and success with women. Through sharing the advice of a top seduction guru, and unveiling the often troubling outcomes of these pursuits, The Game offers a raw, unfiltered look into a subculture driven by the desire to master the art of seduction. Neil Strauss, the author of The Game, brings a wealth of experience and credibility to the table. As a journalist, author, and pickup artist himself, Strauss has co-authored several bestsellers, including Marilyn Manson's The Long Hard Road Out of Hell, and Jenna Jameson's How to Make Love Like a Porn Star. His insights into the world of seduction are not only based on his extensive research, but also on his personal journey within the pickup community. This episode is a must-listen for anyone interested in the dynamics of seduction, as well as individuals fascinated by different subcultures and human social behaviors. Whether you're intrigued by the psychological aspects of attraction, or simply curious about the unique lifestyles and methodologies of pickup artists, The Game offers a compelling narrative that is sure to engage and enlighten. Join us as we uncover the allure, the tactics, and the repercussions of seeking the upper hand in the complex dance of human attraction. The Game: Penetrating the Secret Society of Pickup Artists. Introduction: Unlock the Secrets of the Seduction Masters. Have you ever felt like the guy who's always left, wondering why, despite being genuinely nice, the romantic success he craves seems to forever elude him? Perhaps you're seeking a way to flip the script and learn the art of capturing the hearts and attention of the people you desire. In that case, diving into the esoteric world of pickup artists, PUAs, and their methods might just be the eye-opening journey you're looking for. This narrative doesn't just skim the surface of casual flirting techniques. Instead, it plunges deep into the evolution of a community that has, for decades, both fascinated and stirred controversy with its bold approach to seduction. Starting in the 1980s in the United States, a wave of individuals emerged, not just succeeding in the game of love, but turning it into an art form, sometimes with methods that may raise more than a few eyebrows. In this exploration, three key revelations stand out, highlighting distinctly different facets of the pickup scene. Firstly, we tackle the age-old quandary of pickup lines. Why, despite their popularity in movies and sitcoms, do they often fail to ignite the sparks of romance in real life? The truth is that genuine connection rarely springs from rehearsed lines, no matter how cleverly crafted they may be. Secondly, we delve into the world of a guru who managed to transform his success in seduction into a lucrative career. Imagine turning the tables on conventional dating dynamics to the point where you're not just succeeding in love but are also compensated for it. This guru's journey from seduction to financial gain offers a controversial yet undeniably intriguing perspective on the possibilities within the dating world. Lastly, we examine the tactics of another influential figure in the seduction community who convinced women that being with him wasn't just a choice but a privilege. This tactic underscores the psychological play and confidence that often underpin the strategies used by pickup artists. Through these insights, what emerges is a tapestry of strategies, stories, and debates that invite us to question the ethics, effectiveness, and intricacies of the seduction community. Whether you find these techniques unsettling or enlightening, there's no denying the impact they have had on dating culture. Prepare to explore the shadows and the spotlights of the seduction master's world, where the quest for romantic success becomes an art form fraught with controversy and intrigue. Part 1: From Online Forums to In-Person Workshops, The Evolution of Pickup Artistry. Remember high school's social landscape, with its clear divide between the popular kids and those on the periphery? While many of us leave those days behind, some individuals continue to struggle with social connections and romantic success well into adulthood. But history and the digital age have shown us that seduction is an art anyone can learn, not just those born with the proverbial silver spoon of attractiveness. Long before the internet became a repository of knowledge for virtually everything, men were seeking ways to enhance their appeal to women. Not everyone can naturally emulate the iconic allure of James Dean, leading many to rely on their intelligence and charisma to attract partners. The legendary figure of Casanova illustrates this well, captivating women's hearts and desires with nothing but his ingenuity and charm. The modern exploration of seduction tactics can be traced back to 1970, when Eric Weber published How to Pick Up Girls, sparking a movement that would grow far beyond the confines of a single book. In the following decades, an entire community dedicated to mastering the art of pickup blossomed online. Blogs, forums, and chat rooms became the new gathering places for those eager to exchange wisdom on the dynamics of attraction. By the time our story's author joined this digital haven, it harbored over 3,000 posts, a veritable encyclopedia totaling 2,500 pages of advice on winning over women. The wealth of knowledge shared within this community expanded exponentially, reflecting the collective experiences and insights of countless individuals. However, the digital world was just the starting point. As the community evolved, so did its methods of dissemination. Certain figures within this network of modern-day Casanovas gained notable recognition for their unparalleled success and distinctive approaches to seduction. These gurus, respected and followed by many, began to transcend the online space, bringing their teachings into the tangible world through workshops aimed at honing the art of picking up women in real-life scenarios. For those unable to attend these transformative sessions, fear not. The accumulated wisdom of the pickup community remains as accessible as ever. With a plethora of tips and tricks at your disposal, the journey from online forums to actual encounters represents the next frontier for anyone ready to master the subtle and sometimes controversial art of attraction. Part 2: The Mesmerizing Power of Hypnotic Seduction. Imagine a world where attraction isn't just about looks or chance encounters, but an art form that can be finely tuned and mastered. Over the years, the seduction community has unearthed and refined a variety of techniques aimed at winning over the object of one's desires. Among these techniques, one stands out both for its intrigue and its psychological depth: hypnosis. Enter Ross Jeffries, a name synonymous with the genesis and evolution of the pickup artist pur community. Through the 1980s, Jeffries was at the forefront of this movement, authoring numerous guides and hosting seminars on the art of attraction. His signature approach, known as speed seduction, seamlessly blends hypnosis with psychological principles to create a potent formula for seduction. But what exactly is speed seduction, and how does it work? At its core, speed seduction operates on the idea that emotions, specifically arousal, can be directly influenced through language and body language. Imagine the possibility of evoking powerful sensations in someone, compelling them to feel a deep attraction simply through the words you choose and the gestures you make. Jeffries demonstrated this potent capability by engaging a waitress in a conversation designed to trigger memories of attraction, then subtly linking those feelings to his own gestures. The result? He walked away with her number, leaving behind a trail of astonishment and curiosity. Yet, Ross Jeffries isn't alone in his exploration of hypnotic seduction. The PUA scene also boasts the talents of Steve P and Rasputin, a duo renowned for their advanced and imaginative use of hypnosis to captivate women. Steve P, in particular, elevated the practice to extraordinary levels, claiming to enable women to reach orgasm on command, or even increase their breast size through his hypnotic suggestions. Rasputin, on the other hand, honed his craft around self-confidence, cultivating an aura so irresistibly confident that women felt privileged at the prospect of spending time with him. These tales from the frontier of hypnotic seduction offer a glimpse into the seduction community's broader arsenal of strategies. Whether one views these methods as controversial or groundbreaking, it's clear that the art of seduction is not just about natural charm or luck. It's a skill set, enriched by psychology, persuasion, and in some cases, the hypnotic power of the spoken word. Part 3. Mastering Social Dynamics, the Art of Turning Heads and Winning Hearts. In the intricate dance of attraction, hypnosis stands out for its depth and complexity, but it's far from the only step in the choreography of seduction. For those looking elsewhere for techniques, the realm of social dynamics offers a wealth of strategies for those keen to become irresistible. A shining example of leveraging social interactions to captivate interest comes from the Canadian maestro in the art of pickup, known as Mystery. Mystery's approach to seduction isn't based on magic tricks or intricate manipulation of the subconscious, but rather on a keen understanding of social settings and human psychology. His method, distilled into the four-stage process known as Find, Meet, Attract, and Close, FMAC, outlines a clear path to winning over the object of one's affections. The journey begins the moment the pickup artist, PUA, spots a woman who catches his eye, the finding phase. The challenge then shifts to making an entrance into her social circle, a feat accomplished by exuding alpha male confidence. A memorable line, delivered with a captivating smile, can swiftly turn all eyes towards him, setting the stage for the next steps. The true artistry comes into play during the attraction phase, where Mystery recommends a counterintuitive tactic, the practice of negging or using backhanded compliments to gently undermine the woman's confidence. This, paradoxically, can heighten her interest as she seeks to regain the attention she's accustomed to receiving. Meanwhile, the PUA focuses on charming the group, his humor and affability making him an irresistible focal point. In the crucial moment of separation from the group, perhaps under the pretense of a heartfelt apology for any seeming impoliteness, the PUA has the opportunity to captivate her further, mirroring the allure he displayed amongst her friends. It's in these one-on-one interactions that he watches for signs of interest. Subtle affirmations of attraction, such as a hand squeeze or a probing question, the culmination of Mystery's method, the close, hinges on a simple yet bold move, suggesting a kiss. Regardless of the response, the PUA either leaves having made a memorable connection, or if not, with her number in hand, poised for future encounters. This exploration into the mechanics of social dynamics reveals not just a roadmap to seduction, but underlines the importance of understanding human behavior. By mastering the art of social interaction, one can transform into the magnetic individual that draws people in, leaving a lasting impression that goes beyond mere attraction. Part 4. From Novice to Guru, a Journey Through the Landscape of Seduction. Imagine spending a lifetime on the sidelines, always the observer and never the participant in romantic connections. Then suddenly, you stumble upon a blueprint that promises not only to change your luck but to transform you into a master of seduction. This is precisely the odyssey undertaken by the author, whose initial foray into the world of pickup artistry quickly escalated into a full-fledged obsession. The author's initiation into this covert world began with a workshop led by Mystery, a legend in the seduction community. For $500, attendees were granted access to a four-night extravaganza of advice, tactics, and real-life practice in the vibrant clubs of Los Angeles, all from the comfort of a limousine. This experience proved to be the catalyst for the author's deep dive into the seductive arts, propelling him to seek out every guru and absorb every technique the community had to offer. Armed with an arsenal of strategies pooled from the brightest minds in pickup artistry, the author began to craft his unique approach to seduction. His formula was structured yet flexible, comprising four pivotal stages: opening, demonstrating value, building an emotional connection, and finally, establishing a physical connection. The opening aimed to capture immediate attention with intriguing questions or scenarios that piqued curiosity. Following this, a demonstration of value set the stage, showcasing the pickup artist as a figure of intrigue and desire through talents or skills uncommon among the general populace. The journey then transitioned to forging an emotional connection, a phase dedicated to listening and genuinely engaging with the woman's experiences and thoughts. The final leap into establishing a physical connection was tactfully navigated, presenting opportunities for closeness in a manner that felt natural and unforced, such as offering a ride home or creating intimate moments through simple gestures, like complimenting her scent. This intricate dance, meticulously choreographed by the author, served not only as a testament to his mastery over the techniques he had so diligently acquired, but also marked his evolution from a student of seduction to a guru in his own right. As we peel back the layers of the pickup community's teachings, it becomes evident that the path to prowess in the art of seduction is one of continuous learning and adaptation. The author's journey underscores a profound transformation, demonstrating that with the right guidance and dedication, the elusive art of attraction is within anyone's grasp. Part 5: The Dream and Downfall of Project Hollywood. In the evolving narrative of pickup artistry, a bold vision emerged to create a commune where the masters of seduction could live, breathe, and share their craft in a continuous flow of knowledge and experience. This was the inception of Project Hollywood, an ambitious endeavor spearheaded by the author alongside Mystery, aiming to revolutionize how the game was played. This wasn't just about refining pickup techniques or hosting more workshops. It was about constructing a lifestyle, a magnetic pole to which attraction would be inevitable and effortless. The triggering catalyst came from an unforgettable birthday celebration for the author, where he was showered with attention from women, igniting the idea that one could simply be rather than actively pursue and still captivate those around him. Buoyed by this epiphany, he joined forces with Mystery and extended an invitation to two other notable figures in the pickup community, Papa and Herbal, to lay the foundations of Project Hollywood. Nestled in Los Angeles, this villa was envisioned as not just a home, but a beacon, a place that, by its very nature and the allure of those within, would attract women without the inhabitants having to step outside its walls. However, the dream of Project Hollywood soon collided with reality. The premise, while groundbreaking, underestimated the complexities of housing multiple alpha personalities under one roof. The spirit of collaboration quivered under the weight of clashing egos and personal agendas, unraveling the fabric of their utopian vision. The shared space, rather than becoming a luxurious haven of seduction, devolved into chaos, a far cry from the sophisticated frat house it was meant to be. The ethos of mutual respect and adherence to agreed-upon rules crumbled. Guidelines intended to maintain harmony, such as obtaining approval for extended guest stays or respecting others' romantic interests, were blatantly disregarded. Papa, in his quest for dominance, overcrowded his living quarters, stretching the villa's capacity to its limits. Herbal, crossing lines of loyalty, entered into a relationship with Mystery's girlfriend, Katya, prompting Mystery's departure. The unity that once defined Project Hollywood disintegrated, leaving the author to face a fracturing community, with Papa orchestrating a subtle campaign to isolate him. The dissolution of Project Hollywood serves as a sobering reminder of the fragility of grand visions when they clash with human nature. Despite initial promises and the potential to redefine social dynamics within its walls, the project ultimately succumbed to internal strife, marking an ambitious yet ill-fated chapter in the narrative of the pickup artist community. Part 6: The Irony of the Pickup Community, a Brotherhood Masked as Courtship. At first glance, the seduction community might appear solely dedicated to the pursuit of romantic encounters with women. However, a closer examination reveals a paradox. The central focus of this community is not women, but men and their rivalries. Indeed, the individuals drawn to pickup artistry often struggle with social interactions, finding solace in the brotherhood of like-minded men. The strategies and techniques shared within this community, while successful in fleeting romantic conquests, ironically result in an environment where men dominate the social landscape. For instance, the aspiration of creating a haven like Project Hollywood, teeming with the promise of endless romantic pursuits, ironically transformed into a crowded dwelling where men outnumbered women, embodying the very antithesis of their initial goal. The author's reflections on his journey through the pickup lifestyle underscore this irony. Far from immersing himself in a world bustling with romantic opportunities, he found himself primarily in the company of other men, all chasing the elusive title of the alpha male. This pursuit of dominance wasn't just a personal ambition. It became commercialized, with each guru marketing his unique method as the supreme path to seduction, consequently stirring tensions and rivalries within the community. As the community's focus shifted from the art of courtship to a battleground for male ego and supremacy, the atmosphere darkened. What began as an endeavor to approach dating with finesse gradually descended into a lifestyle marked by obsession, with individuals foregoing education and employment to devote themselves entirely to the community. This fixation not only led to a disregard for personal growth and relationships beyond the community, but also fostered an environment where disrespect and aggression towards women became increasingly normalized. Disturbing accounts, such as those shared by the pickup artist Jalike, highlight the troubling direction the community took, veering away from seduction and towards a culture of intoxication and hostility. This descent into chaos reflects a stark departure from the community's original intentions, casting a long shadow over its claimed objectives. In light of these revelations, the allure of the pickup community and its teachings on love and seduction must be critically evaluated. While the promise of mastering the art of attraction might seem enticing, the reality is a far cry from genuine connections or romantic fulfillment. As we proceed, we'll delve deeper into why the techniques heralded by pickup artists fall short of cultivating true love and meaningful relationships. Part 7: The Illusion of Routine in Romance, Finding Authenticity Beyond the Pickup Lines. The art of pickup and seduction, with its meticulously crafted routines and strategies, may offer the initial thrill of conquest, but it harbors an inherent flaw. The promise of lasting connection built on inauthentic foundations is a castle made of sand. As bewitching as these techniques might appear, much like a meticulously performed magic trick, their brilliance and allure eventually fade, revealing the emptiness that lies beneath. Embracing routines as the cornerstone of interaction does not merely risk repetitive and dull encounters, it fundamentally misunderstands the nature of human connection. The author's own experiences on the vibrant streets of Sunset Boulevard serve as a cautionary tale. His attempts to engage with social groups using well-rehearsed lines not only fell flat but exposed the embarrassing reality that originality and spontaneity cannot be scripted. This critical realization becomes even more poignant when considering the pursuit of love, a journey that demands authenticity, vulnerability, and most importantly, a recognition of the unique individuality of those we seek to connect with. The fundamental flaw in relying on routines lies not just in their scripted nature, but in the erroneous belief that all individuals will respond in a uniform manner. This approach not only jeopardizes potential connections, but runs the risk of alienating those truly significant individuals who defy the expected patterns of reaction. A case in point is the author's encounter with Lisa, a woman who stirred something within him far beyond superficial attraction. In his attempt to win her over with tried and tested routines, he inadvertently cast a shadow of doubt over his sincerity. It was a pivotal moment that illuminated a stark truth. Genuine connection cannot be engineered or manipulated through formulaic methods. Faced with the possibility of losing a meaningful relationship, the author made a radical decision: to shed the armor of his pickup artist persona and embrace the vulnerability of his true self. This return to authenticity, to embracing the quirks and uncertainties that make us human, proved to be the key to forming a real connection. In this narrative lies a profound lesson. The journey to finding love and forging meaningful relationships is not a game to be won with tactics and strategies. Instead, it is a path of self-discovery and genuine engagement with others, where the greatest successes come from moments of authentic connection. As we navigate the complex terrain of human relationships, let us remember that the most lasting bonds are built on the foundation of our genuine selves, not on the fleeting illusions of routine and artifice. Final summary. At the heart of the 1980s, a fascinating social evolution unfolded. The rise of a community dedicated to unraveling the mysteries of seduction. This collective of men sought not just camaraderie, but a deeper understanding of how to navigate the often perplexing world of romantic relationships. Through their endeavors, a rich tapestry of techniques emerged, promising the keys to unlock the art of attraction. However, as this intriguing journey of exploration and discovery progressed, important revelations came to light. While many of the strategies developed within this community boasted impressive ingenuity and effectiveness, their application raised significant concerns about sustainability and authenticity in building meaningful connections. The pursuit of seduction, when stripped to its essence, revealed a complex interplay of human emotions, desires, and the innate longing for genuine connection. This realization underscores a crucial perspective. The methods and routines crafted in the fervor of conquest might dazzle in the short term, yet they fall short in fostering the depth and richness of true romantic fulfillment. In navigating the path of attraction and connection, the lessons gleaned from the seduction community serve as both a guide and a cautionary tale. They invite us to ponder the value of sincerity, the beauty of vulnerability, and the unparalleled strength found in genuine human connections, transcending the confines of meticulously constructed techniques. As we reflect on the insights and experiences shared in this narrative, let us embrace the journey of seduction not merely as a quest for the excitement of the chase, but as an opportunity to discover the profound connections that enrich our lives and nourish our souls. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.